Well, good Wednesday morning, friends. How are you all doing? This is CA, your Christian on-air personality on iHeartRadio. Hope everybody's doing well. I hope you're continuing to wash your hands and clean them and do the things that we're supposed to be doing as far as trying to keep ourselves as clean as can be. Isn't that right? Well, today I am going to do something just totally off the wall. I was very saddened, if you haven't heard. My dear friend from Durango, Colorado, actually, U.S. Marine Cody had actually, when I texted him yesterday, he said, "No way." I said, "Yes, if you haven't heard, those of y'all that are friends like I am of the Bar D Wranglers in Durango, Colorado, gentleman by the name of Cy Scarborough, who really got it all started, him and some of the other guys. He was 93 years old, my dear friend Sky, Cy, passed away a couple of days ago. Died of natural causes, and it's kind of got us a little shell-shocked. But I started doing some praying, and I said, "Lord, you know, Cy really touched my heart, and I want to share some thoughts about Cy." And he knew that I wanted to get a, and I still do, once we get through this COVID-19, once there could ever be life going, as far as me opening up a business in Durango. If most of y'all didn't know, that was one of my ultimate dreams. I'm still going to reach for the goal. We'll just see how things go. COVID-19 has changed a lot of things. But if you don't mind, before I get started, I want to go ahead and give you my email address if you have any questions, comments, suggestions. morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, like my Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Well, yeah, I really appreciate that, and you can always message me on there as well. Also, I have a toll-free 1-800 ministry line. It'd be, you can call or text 1-800-978-9735. Again, 1-800-978-9735. Well, today's show may not be very lengthy today, but today's show I dedicate in loving memory to my dear friend, Cy Scarborough. I have known him for a long time. It started off, and I will share that here in just a little bit. But before I do, there's a special note. And I encourage you guys that are, if like later on when things start getting somewhat normal, will you do me a favor? Like the Facebook page, and a lot of y'all that knew Cy, Bar D Chuckwagon Suppers, that's in Durango, Colorado. This is what his grandson had wrote. Let me share with you. "As many of you already know, our favorite retired cowboy entertainer, Cy Scarborough, passed away. And this was as of the other day, put yesterday evening. He will be missed far and wide with heavy hearts, and we express our love and admiration for everything he has done for the Bar D Chuckwagon and Western style entertainment. He has performed more than 5 million Chuckwagon guests, and at 2 Chuckwagons for over, are you ready for this, 75 years. We shared that story, I remember. We will strive to make him proud of the Chuckwagon's future as we carry on his legacy. And if anybody listens to my podcast show globally and you've been to Bar D and you didn't know about Cy passing away, go to that Facebook section. Search up Bar D Chuckwagon Suppers. Like their Facebook page, please. We need a lot of people to like it. And if you did go, or you grew up going, or your grandfather, your grandmother, your mom, dad, like I have a lot of memories, he wants you, the grandson wants you to please share your favorite memories or stories of the old guy we call Cy, when you first met him, and how you will all remember him. Grandson had wrote on here, "One of the favorite memories I have of Grandpa Cy in him is racing up and down endless mountains of powder while snowmobiling around Silverton. He was in his 80s and we were still riding out around those days." In love and memory from Andrew, his grandson. Yeah, it's, oh goodness, I'll be probably sharing some of my memories from time to time. I guess I'll start off when I was real young. There were some songs that Cy had sung, comedy and westerns. And there's one in particular that I want to play that's kind of a comedy that I think you're going to like. I had to really do some fishing on these. You guys are going to have to bear with me. Some of them ain't very long, but I want you to enjoy him as we continue to think of my friend. And, you know, he lived to be 93 years old. That's a good ripe age. And again, I'll be sharing some thoughts. Again, this is unusual. I know it's the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio, but I want to dedicate today, this morning, to my friend Cy Scarborough, who's up there in Glory Land. I know, and I'll share what he shared with me on his testimony here in a little while. Okay, this one's about the possum. Enjoy this one.
The possum, if you fix it right, it's delicious. With sweet potatoes.
Well, that's just one of them at the kickstart on a comedy, okay? It's called The Possum. That was, again, my dear friend, Cy. And you know what, Gary? I know you're a friend of mine on Facebook, and I know you're a big listener on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. You, Richard, Joe, I love you guys to death. I can only imagine, goodness gracious, just what y'all are going through. I mean, you were so close to Cy. And I tell you what, when I saw you up there, and this is going out, I got to just say to my friend Gary, I remember I had took U.S. Marine Cody, also had my kids I brought up there. And I was trying to fish some pictures up because the kids were younger. But they wanted the autographs, and Cy, we had to find Cy, and he was getting around. I mean, he must have been, I'm going to say he was probably about 89, and he was getting around great. And we had to look around and try to find any way we can for autographs. And of course you were over there at the booth. Richard was over there at the booth. Joel was over there at the booth. And the other gentleman that did the, fiddle playing, who's no longer with you guys, he was there too as well. Anyway, the kids still have those signatures. The last I talked to them on the phone via the phone, and I told them what happened, but again, we're praying for you all as we're still continuing to remember Cy on this very special occasion. And you know what? I've got another one that Cy had did, and this is kind of a comedy. And I want you, this is another one, okay? I want you to really get a kick out of this one. You're really going to enjoy it. So here we go. It's called Resalienda. It's fixing to come up here in just a second, okay? I had to do some fishing, so just bear with me. It's coming up here. Just hang on 1 second. Just got to wait a couple of more minutes. I do apologize, guys.
Let's go on with this request. Okay. But anyway, but this is one that, it's a little thing that I get mixed up, and some of the young folks out there, especially the little girl that requested this, they might want to help me out, because I do get it. Once upon a time, in a corn foundry, there lived a beautiful girl, and her name was Rendicella.
Uh-oh.
Now, Renicella lived with her mugly other and her two sad blisters. Also in the same corn country, there was a very prancing hints. And this prancing hints was going to have a bouncy fall, so he invited the people for a rouse amount. Especially the pitch people. Now, Renicella's mugly other and her two sad blisters, they went out to buy some fancy festives to wear to this fancy fall, but Renicella couldn't go because all she had to wear was some old wordy dags. Finally, the night of the fancy fall arrived, and Renicella couldn't go, so she just cat down in the shrine. And she was kidding her shrine when all at once appeared before her, her Gary Mud father. And he touched her with his magic wand, and there was a king, boats, and hicks, white sources to take her to the Betsy Fall. And he said to Renicella, "Now you must be home at midnight, or I'll turn you into a pumpkin." And when Renicella arrived at the Betsy Fall, ding, you got it right there. Met her to door because he'd been watching behind the wooden handle. Renicella and Prance and Hemp say, "Nance all night till midnight and they lell and fuh." And when the mid clock struck night, Renicella staced down the rares, and just as she beats the rottum, she slopped her dripper.
That had to hurt.
Now, the next day, this Branson Hint searched all over this corn country for the beautiful girl that slopped her dripper. And when he came to Renicella's house, he tried it on her mugly other, and it fitted it. He tried it on her two sigly usters, and it fitted it. He tried it on Renicella, and it fitted it. It was just the side right. Now, Renicella and the Branson Hints, they were married and lived heavily after Heppers. And the story of the more is this. If you go to a fancy fall and you want to have a prince loll and pub with you, don't forget to slop your dripper.
Leave it to Cy. He always, always had comedies. And a lot of y'all that knew him, I mean, the gentlemen, my real nice friends that know him real well. I mean, it's just, there's so many memories that we do have of Cy. And, you know, one thing I do got to say is I remember having a talk with Cy probably about, I'm going to say well over about the last time I might have seen him was about 2 years ago, maybe three. And we had talked and he shared with me one-on-one a personal relationship that he had with Jesus Christ. He knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that he was going to, when time was up for him, that he was going to be up in heaven. And I really believe in my heart, just by knowing him, because he had a heart, that he's up there with heaven, up there in heaven. And you know, I know he's up there with Jesus. There's just no doubt in my mind. Because he loved Jesus. We shared a lot of stories. I shared when my personal relationship with Jesus, when I accepted him in my heart at age six. And when Cy was talking to me, he had a tear in his eye. He said, "You know, I wish I was young again." Man, I looked at him. I said, "You know, you still kind of are young at heart." I said, "Wow, that would be so great if I was your age and still able to get around like he could." I mean, can you imagine? He was 93 years old. He didn't even look at them. Gentleman took very good care of himself. He has a very nice property. Very nice. And he's really good friends with Charlie Daniels. We shared many stories with that. But I am so glad to call him my friend. And you know what? Before we continue on in love and memory for my friend Cy, I've got a song, Wayne Watson. Cy, you're up in heaven with Jesus, but the loved one, home free, Wayne Watson for you, buddy. Thank you. Before I get started on this next comedy song from my friend Cy, I never will forget, not even just being younger when my parents took me out there and my brothers in Durango, Colorado. In fact, I encourage you, once life ever gets back to normal and you're traveling again, you're in Durango, which is just an absolutely gorgeous state, Durango, Colorado. Go by and visit Gary and the team, Barty, Chuck Wagon Supper. Stay at the Iron Horse Inn or stay at the Hampton. Very nice places up there. I can't even tell you. Cy's property in Colorado. Gorgeous. Right behind mountains. He's got all kinds of activities. And the guys will tour you around. One thing about Cy. He always gave the option to people. He never pushed the religion, but he always prayed for the meal. He said, we're going to give the blessing. I was always touched. And even my first encounter of meeting him and my son and my kids, I felt Christian to Christian with him. We could relate, and like I said, we could share a lot of things. But he had such a love for Jesus, and he said, you know, there isn't, back in the day, of course, I know we can't do it no more. He said, there isn't one hand that I haven't shaken. I said, I understand. That's the way it is when I do ministry work. Of course, now times have changed. But one thing he says is he gives all the praise, all the glory to God. So that being said, I have another song that he did. It's kind of a comedy. It's about a 2-minute clip. And it says, here I come, and you're going to enjoy this. This is a sigh, okay? Here we go. Now, I have another one that was dated back on 2016. I'm sure that my friends with Bar D probably wouldn't mind me playing this. This is Cy singing It Had to Be You. So let's listen to this one.
Outside the Strader Hotel. That's where I used to live.
As I remember my friend Cy, I have one more video we're going to play, and then we're going to close out in a special song that I want to dedicate in loving memory of my friend. This was Prank Night, and Gary, Richard, Joel, friends of mine, even friends in Durango, this particular video that I was able to fish up and play on the Morning Brew Christian podcast was back on September the 2nd, 2019. It was your prank night. It was your very last one. This is the last one that Cy did. So I want to share this one, and then we're going to close out in a song, and then we're going to pray for you all. So here we go.
26-6. Yeah. No, it was really good.
The water.
That's right. Rinse them things off. But anyway, he is quite a musician. You know, we tease him a lot.
Yeah,
and he deserves every last bit of it.
Yeah, he does.
We couldn't do this without him. How about a nice round of applause for Joel Ratchet right there?
I hope you had a chance to hear that. That was actually by one of the listeners that had sent that video. And, you know, that just brings back a lot of memories. And I hope you enjoyed my reminiscent of what I knew of my dear friend Cy. And I know that Barty's going to continue to, Gary and Joel and Richard, I know y'all are going to continue to keep it the way it is, simple and fun. And, you know, every year when they do their Barty Chuck Wagon Supper, they and by the way, they have the best food in town. You got either beef or chicken, okay, and it's a big old plate. And I'll tell you, Cy, I remember he scooped up beans. He had the spice cake. He'd tell you every description there was. And I always used to love it when he used to. One of my memories also is him ringing the bell. And I was trying to find the patriotic song. And if you can find it, will you click it onto an email? If anybody has the patriotic song that you might have videotaped, will you send that to me, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. I'll have to play it on another segment. This morning is just a special memory of my friend. And I was actually expected to go out there and see him because I told him I was going to see him again soon. My folks actually seen him last year. My mom and dad did. But anyway, can you imagine that long of a generation? And, you know, I reflect back and I think of my grandfather. And I know he's up there in heaven. I mean, Si's up there in heaven too. And, you know, no worries, no pain, no hurts. Sadly, I know my friend was kind of getting Parkinson's disease the last time I saw him. I knew he had some underlying issues. But he don't have to worry about it no more. He doesn't. This final song, if it doesn't touch your heart, I don't know what else will. Si, I know you're up there with Jesus Christ. This song's for you, my friend. I can only imagine. Mercy Me.
Jesus, or in all you'll be still. Will I stand in your presence? Or to my knees, or will I fall?
There we go. What a fun time. I'll tell you, I had fun, and I know you did too as well, friends. If you don't, let me just take a moment. If you don't have it right with God, please get it right with Him. My friend lived to be 93 years old. Billy Graham lived a long time too, but we don't know how long our life is. But one thing I got to say about Cy is he lived life with the gusto. And he enjoyed life, but he also enjoyed having Jesus in his life. To me, that precious time of talking to him when I was with Cody for 30 minutes, he took time to talk to me and we were sharing our faith. Because I asked him, I said, Cy, I got to ask you a question. I said, I'm always touched because you always bless the food. You remind me of I told him my grandfather, you know, went to be with the Lord back in 2003. I'm sorry, 2007. 11 years after my grandmother I'd shared when grandma had passed away on the same day. And we wound up laying my grandfather to rest on the same day as my grandma. Just 11-year difference. And my late aunt, too, it was 11 years as well. 11, 11, 11. We just don't know how short life is. We really don't. I told him one day, I said, man, I said, you know, you remind me of my Durango grandfather. I mean, he was just a lovable guy. And I know he touched a lot of your hearts out there, Durango, and all over America and all over the world. But he loved doing what he loved doing. I'm asking you guys, will y'all please love and support and continue? If you're in your travels later on, you're in Durango, stop by, see my friend Gary, Richard, Joel. See those guys. Support their show. Show them a lot of love too. So I would want you to do that. But in closing, before we pray for you guys, Cy had told me, he said, you know, it's the comedy, it's seeing the smiles on people's faces. And he told me the last time I saw him, he said, you know, and that's that good food too. I said, I know, I remember when you grabbed those beans and that big old spoon and you dipped it and you just slapped it on. I said, but you know what? I love your zest for life and I love your love for Jesus Christ. So I know I'll see him on the other side as well as some of y'all will too. But if you don't have it right with Jesus Christ, now's the time to get it right. Let me give you one more time my 1-800 number. Call me, text me if I can help you. Email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. 1-800-978-9735, 1-800-978-9735. Prayer partners are here for you 24/7, okay? Let's lead off in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the opportunity today doing something totally out of the norm in loving memory and remembering my friend Cy Scarborough. Father, I just pray you just be with those family members. You just touch them and heal them as they get ready to plan his celebration. I thank you, Gary and Richard and Joel. And you just wrap your ever-loving arms around the family members. And you give them the guidance they need to press on to the goal, just as Cy would want him to. And I pray you just continue to keep everybody safe and healthy, for we ask it in your precious name. Amen. Well, I'm not going to do any closeout music because it's kind of a memorable, somber moment. But thank you, Cy. As I get ready to turn the lights out at Faith Studio 1, you touched my heart. And you touch millions of others. God bless you. And we'll see you on the other side. And on top of that, friends, remember the sun does rise on the other side. And I want you to enjoy life. L-I-F-E. This is C.A., your Christian on-air personality on iHeartRadio. Have a great day. Bye for now.